Track 3.7.
How do you like the sound of this restaurant, Harry? Have a look at the reviews.
Oscar's restaurant. Mostly 5 stars. One of the best places to eat in Britain. Magical place.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why?
There's only one problem. It doesn't exist. Lots of people read those reviews and wanted to go there, but when they tried to book a table, there was no response.
Huh?
People even went there to see if they could find it, but all they found was an empty street full of rubbish bins. Because the whole thing is a joke, a hoax, and there is actually no restaurant at all.
So someone made it up, made the whole restaurant up, and then wrote reviews about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But why would someone do that? Go to all that trouble?
Well, apparently it was this businessman. He had a friend who owned a hotel. Another hotel owner wrote lots of bad reviews about the friend's hotel. And the hotel lost a lot of business and had financial problems because of the fake reviews. So this businessman wanted to make a point about online reviews.
About how they can damage people's businesses.
Exactly. He wanted to show that, really, anyone can write their opinion about anything online, and a lot of people will believe it.
Wow. I never knew these review sites had so much power.
Yeah, they do. And I think this guy made a really good point. There should be much more control over which reviews are posted. People shouldn't just be able to write anything they like.
Actually, now I read these reviews again, they're not very realistic, are they? And all these fake reviewers have only written one review on the website. So, yes, of course they're all fake reviewers. Yes, it's obvious. I would have spotted that if I'd had more time to look at them.
Yes, of course.